Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, this is quite unbelievable. FBI Director Kash Patel is almost certainly the next to go from the Trump administration, as he's currently spiraling and melting down online in the public eye after an expose article dropped in The Atlantic just yesterday revealing that he is basically just a drunken, incompetent asshole. The article details how Kash Patel has reportedly gotten so drunk that the FBI could not wake him up, and at least on one occasion, they considered smashing down his front door to make sure he was still alive. There's much, much more in the article, but listen, I know the type of, you know, drunken, lazy person that Kash Patel seems to be. I have a lot of college friends who are constantly really hard to wake up, snoring and sleeping, and you wonder if he's still alive, but he's actually just very drunk. But the difference is, I'm not placing those college friends, those Red Bull drinking, hookah smoking, immature friends, directly into the position of the FBI director. The reason I say that Kash Patel is lazy and incompetent is because we've repeatedly seen stories of him on work trips, on government trips, partying, you know, doing tornadoes with his beer, smoking hookah with people when he's supposed to be doing government meetings over in Europe. It is absolutely sickening, the abuse of taxpayer dollars that we've seen, and I'm so happy to dig into this series of events. Now, it's worth pointing out, a lot of drama has now swirled around this article. Kash Patel used his official FBI government account to threaten a lawsuit against the journalist Sarah Fitzpatrick, who very bravely hit up a bunch of sources and then went on Jen Psaki's show to break the story down even further. We're going to break this all down because Kash Patel is spiraling on his government accounts. They are going to try to sue a journalist for defamation, and he's threatening them on his government accounts. Let's start from the very beginning. Break it down A to Z, beginning to finish, in chronological order. If you appreciate this, make sure you drop a like to help boost the message, get the word out. Make sure you subscribe if you want to help Mockler Media build our team. And let's just start with perhaps the most absurd part. I just want to start by jumping right in. Quote, on multiple occasions, Kash Patel has reportedly gotten so drunk that the FBI couldn't wake him. The article details how members of security detail had difficulty waking Patel because he was seemingly intoxicated, according to information supplied to Justice Department and White House officials. A request for breaching equipment, normally used by SWAT and hostage rescue teams to quickly gain entry into buildings, was made last year because Patel had been unreachable behind locked doors, according to multiple people familiar with the request. This might be more absurd than the Charlie Kirk assassination story about Kash Patel. When Charlie Kirk got assassinated, Kash Patel landed in Utah and couldn't find the proper sized jacket, so he freaked the hell out and had to get one from a female cadet, and then the jacket didn't have the right patches. So he freaked the hell out and had to get the right patches, only to learn a few hours later that the director doesn't usually wear this type of jacket. Just so incredibly absurd. This is the full article from Sarah Fitzpatrick. Full credit to her. She said, exclusive. Kash Patel's colleagues are alarmed by what they say is erratic behavior and excessive drinking. I spoke with more than two dozen people with knowledge of his conduct, some of whom described it as a national security vulnerability. I haven't even touched on that angle yet, that the FBI director being constantly drunk, incompetent, and probably easy to blackmail is a huge national security threat. Let's just read the first few articles, or first few paragraphs of the Atlantic article, because I think it's really important to lay the groundwork before we start to get into the lawsuits and the drama of it all. So the article starts here. On Friday, April 10th, as FBI Director Kash Patel was preparing to leave work for the weekend, he struggled to log into an internal computer system. He quickly became convinced that he had been locked out, and he panicked, frantically calling aides and allies to announce that he had been fired by the White House, according to nine people familiar with his outreach. Two of those people described his behavior as a freakout. Patel oversees an agency that employs roughly 38,000 people, including many who are trained to investigate and verify information that can be presented under oath in a court of law. News of his emotional outburst ricocheted throughout the bureau, prompting chatter among officials and, in some corners of the building, expressions of relief. The White House fielded calls from the bureau and members of Congress asking who was now in charge of the FBI. It turned out that the answer was still Kash Patel. He had not been fired. The access problem, two people familiar with the matter said, appears to have been a technical error, and it was quickly resolved. Quote, it was all ultimately bullshit, one FBI official told me. But Patel, according to multiple current officials, as well as former officials who have stayed close to him, is deeply concerned that his job is in jeopardy. He has good reasons to think so, including some having to do with what witnesses described as bouts of excessive drinking. My colleague Ashley Parker and I reported earlier this month that Patel was among the officials expected to be fired after Attorney General Pam Bondi's ouster. Quote, we're just waiting for the word that Patel is officially out of the top job, and Patel seems to be rightly paranoid. It later goes on to state, several officials told me that Patel's drinking has been a recurring source of concern across the government. They said that he is known to drink to the point of obvious intoxication, in many cases at the private club Ned's in Washington, D.C., while in the presence of White House and other admin officials. He's also known to drink to excess in the Poodle Room in Las Vegas, where he frequently spends parts of his weekends, probably flying there on our taxpayer dime. Okay, let's dig into some of the ensuing drama, because then it gets really interesting. Sarah Fitzpatrick then goes under fire by Kash Patel's team. So she says, I spoke to 24 people familiar with Patel's conduct for this story, many of whom described it as a national security vulnerability. In response to 19 detailed questions, Patel said, print it. All false. I'll see you in court. Bring your checkbook. So he starts to threaten them. Then, Kash Patel's spokesperson, Erica Knight, comes out and says, The Atlantic published a bombshell on Director Patel that every real DC reporter chased, couldn't verify, and passed on. Here's the reality. Since being sworn in, Director Patel has taken a grand total of 17 days off, come on, half as much time as Comey and Ray, and he spends twice as much time in the office as either of them did. The so-called intoxication incidents, The Atlantic reports, have happened zero times. Dude, we've seen him on video. I can literally Google a photo right here of Kash Patel drinking and then pull it over and show you all that Kash Patel went viral for literally drinking on the job while he was supposed to be overseas representing us. So she then goes on to say this entire story is fabricated, but we have the journalist herself, Sarah Fitzpatrick, telling us more about this. This segment right here made Kash Patel go so crazy that he made a threat on his official government account. Let's listen to this.
I should note the FBI responded to The Atlantic with a graceful and eloquent statement attributed to Patel, and here's what he said. Print it, all false. I'll see you in court. Bring your checkbook. Graceful, eloquent. Okay, joining me now is the reporter who broke that story, staff writer for The Atlantic, Sarah Fitzpatrick. First of all, Sarah, I'm so grateful you could be here because we saw this story and we reached out and we were like, can you come talk to us about it? And here you are. I want to talk to you about all the details of this bombshell report. I just skimmed the story, the surface there, I should say. But first, I just want to give you an opportunity to respond to this reaction to your piece, because Patel's advisor, Erica Knight, called your piece fabricated stories. She said that every serious D.C. reporter passed on. Sarah Fitzpatrick and Jeffrey Goldberg printed it anyway. Lawsuit is being filed. What do you say to that?
I say that I am a very careful, very diligent, award-winning investigative reporter with a history of award-winning work across multiple organizations. You and I, in fact, have worked together previously. I stand by every word of this reporting. We have excellent attorneys, and it is a surprise. It is a surprising statement, but a very telling statement, I believe. And I would also note, we reached out for comment to the White House and to the Justice Department, neither of which disputed anything. We gave multiple opportunities, including 19 detailed questions. So we stand by every word. And look, this is telling, because there are so many people. You alluded to it earlier. These are not the types of people who are willing to speak out outside of the FBI, mm-hmm. especially right now, because Kash Patel is going after people with polygraphs in a way that has never happened at the Bureau. So for it to be this level of alarm, this is people genuinely concerned that America is in danger as a result of this conduct. And I feel, a real responsibility to take care of that reporting incredibly carefully. And The Atlantic is nothing but diligent, and we have amazing lawyers and amazing editors, and I stand by every word.
And this segment right here pissed off Crazy Cash Patel so much that he used his government account to quote tweet Aysen, who works for Midas Touch. Aysen is a friend of the show, and Cash Patel quote tweeted it and went off. I want to point out that this only confirms how paranoid and insane Cash Patel is. We know that he's been giving out polygraphs relentlessly to try to see if people around him are lying because he's paranoid. He got locked out of his account temporarily because he forgot his password or there was a technical glitch, and he thought he got fired, so he immediately began texting everyone around him, "Welp, it's over, I'm fired." Cash Patel said, "See you and your entire entourage of false reporting in court, but do keep at it with the fake news. Actual malice standard is now what some would call a legal layup." Nobody would call actual malice a legal layup when we're reporting a story that's been corroborated by 9 different sources. Then he shows an email going to Sarah Fitzpatrick, who is the author, the writer of the journalist article, says, "Sarah, top to bottom, this is one of the most absurd things I've ever read. Completely false at a nearly 100% clip and with a 2-hour deadline. Copying my colleague Erica will get you some more thorough responses." Wait, so Cash Patel is showing an email that doesn't actually prove that they gave any sort of substantive response or thorough answer. Where are the thorough answers? But that actually confirms what Sarah was saying, that they didn't get anything really thorough. Cash Patel also didn't deny the fact that he himself said, "Print it. All false. I'll see you in court. Bring your checkbook." So Cash Patel said in one breath, "Print it," but then he goes out and says, "This is actual malice." You can't post an email of your advisor just saying, "Hey, this is absurd," and then act like the email is proof of something. Of course your own comms person at your own FBI is gonna say this is absurd. Where's the proof against it? We have a bunch of different sources. I'm gonna leave it there. If you appreciate this, drop a like, subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.